This is William Tung, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial, Nuclear Power Education. Hong Kongers were once strongly opposed to building a nuclear power plant, NPP, at Daya Bay, just 50 kilometers from the territory. However, information on mainland planning shows the number of NPPs are being built within 200 kilometers of Hong Kong in Guangdong. There will be 22 reactors in 6 NPPs, including Daya Bay and Lingao, near Hong Kong and the Pearl River Delta. Nuclear radiation has leaked from an NPP in Fukushima after an earthquake and a tsunami devastated Japan. Drinking water in Tokyo, which is 240 kilometers from Fukushima, has been contaminated. As Guangdong NPPs are only 50 kilometers to 200 kilometers from the SAR, Hong Kong people's fear is anything but unfounded. It is a foregone conclusion that Hong Kong will neighbor a number of NPPs. It therefore must learn to live safely with them. About the mechanism for notifying Hong Kong of NPP incidents and emergency plans, Polytechnic University Chair Professor Chung Ho Wu, an expert in nuclear engineering who led nuclear research for 22 years in Canada, has put forward important proposals. In his view, Hong Kong's emergency plan is not as detailed as Canada's. The SAR government should review it as soon as possible in conjunction with the mainland authorities. If it has already made a more detailed plan, it should unveil it. If it has yet to do so, it should revise its emergency plan as soon as possible. It is necessary for the authorities to provide the public with more information on NPPs. It was in 2001 that Hong Kong had its last nuclear accident exercise. According to Chairman of the Legislative Council Panel on Security, James Toh, he asked then whether observers would be allowed at it, and the reply he received was that it would not be very convenient to have observers. Our research has shown the SAR government released no information on the exercise on the grounds that the report of it was too technical to be comprehensible to ordinary citizens, and it was necessary to avoid causing a panic. Such thinking no longer seems right now. If the mainland authorities believe mainland NPPs are very safe, they should all the more allow Hong Kong's public to monitor them. No closed-door exercise would inspire confidence. Last week, Hong Kong journalists visited Daya Bay NPP at the mainland authorities' invitation. They have taken a right step, but that is not enough. Citizens will be better reassured if the mainland and Hong Kong come up with an independent monitoring mechanism and the mainland authorities ask Hong Kong authorities in the field to visit and monitor Guangdong NPPs, regularly release information on their operations, and allow representatives of Hong Kong non-government bodies and political parties controlling Legislative Council seats to observe at their nuclear accident exercises. The authorities should seize the opportunity to step up educating the public on nuclear power. Radioactive leaks are dangerous, but social unrest resulting from people's fear caused by their ignorance is just as dangerous. The authorities should therefore do more to educate people on nuclear accident exercises so that they will have a keener sense of crisis and know more about nuclear power and NPP accidents. If they do so, citizens will be less likely to get into a panic, even if an NPP accident occurs. Thanks for listening to this Mingpao editorial brought to you by William Cheng, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKZC Poly U.